Ukraine's Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk has survived a vote of no confidence in his government. The parliamentary vote came after his cabinet lost the support of the ruling coalition. President Petro Poroshenko called on him to resign, but the president ruled out a snap election in response to the politically unstable situation in the country. Crowds gathered outside the parliament building in Kiev in protest of the weak economy and high taxes. All right, let's go to our correspondent now, Jan Polakot. He is standing by in Kiev. Good evening to you, Jan. So what exactly is happening in Kiev right now? The president wants the prime minister to resign, but he doesn't want to call a snap vote. What is going on?
Well, this is a question many Ukrainians ask themselves at the moment, and we heard clear sounds here in the parliament, clear sounds of amazement just when it became clear that the vote of no confidence had failed. And this was much more a surprise because Petro Poroshenko, as you mentioned himself, lately placed himself on top of the anti-government movement, calling for a new, a technocratic government earlier today, one that could push through reforms and fight corruption without being linked with political groups and lobbyists. So the parliament expressed its dislike in a majority to the government policy, but minutes later in another poll, it didn't express mistrust in the government in general. Deputies from Poroshenko's party did, as they were told, but too few from other groups, from other parties, also from the oppositionist bloc, which is linked to Russia in many minds. So many commentators say, look, it's the oligarchs that told their puppets in parliament, criticize the government, but don't let the government fall. In general, we don't want those technocratic government Poroshenko had in mind to disturb our business. That's one interpretation.
Okay, well, you know, help us and the world understand a little bit better. We understand that the parliament says the government's performance is unsatisfactory. What has the government done that is so bad or so wrong?
Well, Yatsenyuk's government is widely actually criticized for failing in fighting corruption and to really reform the country. Ministers known as being reform-orientated have left government recently and criticized it sharply for doing nothing against corruption, for being indeed corrupt itself. Also, Western partners of Ukraine and donors distanced themselves quite obviously recently. Yatsenyuk himself pointed today to major achievements. His government helped Ukraine to avoid default. Reforms in energy sector stopped the country being dependent on Russian gas, but corruption indeed remains a major disease here and an obstacle for a better development.
And Jan, very briefly, what do you think, yes or no? Will Yatsenyuk resign anyway?
He wanted once, but was asked to stay that time. Now he didn't sound like being tired of office, so he will remain. But he lost the support of the biggest party, of Poroshenko party. He is now dependent on other radical groups. So policy remains interesting here.
Okay, Jan Polakot for us in Kiev. Jan, thank you very much.